So I might have said this once or twice in a sermon, that God has a very warped sense of humor. And I would say humor, and I love God's sense of humor because God's sense of humor got me here. All the different things I went through, all the different paths. And as they say, if you ever want to hear God laugh, make a plan. But what I was thinking of this week, because of the different transitions that we face or those different things that we go through, that they all kind of blend or have application sometimes to our lives. And this sermon, this Sunday, this reading that we had was another time where it's very applicable, not only in my own life, but in the life, those lives that I interact with. And I've been tasked to let go of some habits or things that, or jobs that have been blocking me from fully being able to respond and appreciate and just allow that life that God breathes into us to fully breathe in. And there's things for all of us, I'm sure, numerous things that we have collected habits and stuff throughout the years that we just sometimes have to take account of and see if they are still hold meaning in our life and then release them back out to fully focus on our journey. And looking at the story this week, as it says, Jesus is looking towards Jerusalem. So he knows what he needs to do, where he's going, and nothing is going to distract him from that end goal. And we also see that it's a learning opportunity for how Christ reacts and how he instructs against not only those that in the village that did not receive him, but also to those that came along that said, I will follow you wherever you go. And there's things that you're kind of like, wow, that's kind of harsh. And he says, you know, foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. And another one says, I have to go and bury my father first. Christ responds, let the dead bury their own dead, but for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God. And then the one that said, I will follow you, but first let me go do this. And each thing, as they say these things and Christ responds to them, he really does want them to follow him, but without those distractions that make them look back. And those he encountered are not unlike us in some ways. And at times we enthusiastically say, I will follow you, Jesus, wherever you go. And then we see the path and we're like, well, can we make it a little less weavy or a little less steep? So I know when I was fighting fires, there were different hills you'd have to walk up. And okay, we're going to go fight this fire. And it's on the top of a mountain. Okay. And you knew that there was a lot of hiking or climbing to get up to where the fire was at. And the same at times, as I was saying, that I get caught up where I'm like, oh, I will follow this. And now and then I'm like, oh, and there's a lot of work. But I think part of growing up, I was not afraid of hard work. When there seems to be a daunting task in front of me, I simply look at the pieces and figure out how to get through it, how to do this thing that Christ has set in front of me. And at times there's when we face those tasks that seem daunting or unreachable, those are the times that we are to dig deeper into our relationship with the Trinity, into our understanding of God's grace for us. And this week it kind of tied into the Nicene Creed, which throughout the summer is the one I'd like to focus on. And just starting with different things that might stand out. And so when we say we believe in one God, it's who we follow into the unknown and the known. It's who equips us to not only survive, but to thrive through the things that we are tasked to do. Those things that we are to release and let God have back. It is the God who makes us, the Creator, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, who gives us this grace, this gift of grace that we have to do nothing for and get to freely accept and embrace. It's who has adopted us into the kingdom with our fellow brothers and sisters. It's who allows us the ability to let go of those habits or those things that block us at times. And I read this quote from Jan Richards this week that says, "Within the struggle, joy, pain, and delights that attend our life, there is an invisible circle of grace that enfolds and encompasses us in every moment. Blessings to help us perceive the circle of grace, to find our place of belonging within it, and receive the strength of the circle that the circle holds for us." So it's not that we are trying to do these things that hold us back by ourselves, but with God, when we are told to follow, we're told or we hear the cry to go forward, that allows us, that gives us that strength to go forward. So this week, as we go about our time and our week and the things that we face as we walk out this building, I pray that no matter where you find yourself, you feel God's grace and love and comfort alongside you as you continue forth. Amen.